Linda's been in there far too long. If the president takes this much convincing, it doesn't bode well. I can feel it, his hesitation on the other side of that door. I know it's pointless to worry until I know what cards I'm holding. Perhaps he just got interrupted by...
He wants to tap Raymond Tusk.
What?
He thinks it's a bold idea.
That's an idiotic idea. The man's never held public office.
That's one of the things the president said he likes about him.
The president wants to nominate a multi-billionaire in a struggling economy. He'll alienate half the country.
Which is exactly what I said to him, but he made it very clear he does not want me to fight him on this.
So you didn't mention me at all?
I never had the chance. His mind was made up before I could say a word.
Well, we have to unmake it.
Well, you can try. But if you do, my guess is he's going to cut you out of the process altogether. He seemed adamant. We should go in there.
Mr. President.
Morning, Frank. Will you give us a few minutes, Linda?
Of course.
Linda, fill you in.
I think Raymond Tusk is an exciting, bold idea.
Well, I'm glad you agree. Linda didn't think so.
He's a proven businessman, brilliant but down to earth. Do you know him personally?
Yeah, I met him briefly once at a fundraiser. Last night when I called him was the first time we had a meaningful conversation.
Did he seem open to the idea?
I sense a good deal of reluctance. He wanted a few days to consider.
Well, good. That gives us time to start vetting him.
Oh, he's clean. I had him vetted last year when I was considering him for Secretary of the Treasury.
And did he say why he's reluctant?
No, didn't give a reason, just wanted to mull it over. I want to send someone to St. Louis to speak to him in person, convince him to accept the nomination.
Now, who are you thinking about?
I'd send Linda, but there's so much work for her to do here, and she can be abrasive at times.
Yeah, well, she can be a bit tough.
No, I want someone with gravitas. Birch is a possibility, but he's not always been our strongest ally.
I'm not sure I would trust Bob with something like this. I would be happy to go myself, sir. I can use a light touch and give him the respect he deserves.
Good. I'll let his people know you're coming.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Frank.
Tell me, Francis.
It's good we were prepared for anything. I have to fly to St. Louis tonight.
Somebody was strong-arming him, and when I asked him who, he said, quote, people up the food chain.
It's Washington. Congressmen get strong-armed all the time.
My gut says it was Frank Underwood. He had nothing to do with Russo before the shipyard closing, and then suddenly he's propping him up.
That doesn't mean
Let's
he was...
Let's cut the bullshit once and for all, Zoe. I know he's been feeding you your stories. I don't want to screw you over, but I'm not going to stop digging on this.
I won't say he was a source,
but you do know each other.
Show me your notes, and I'll talk to him.
These are the notes from the Capricorn, and these are the transcripts from the BRAC hearing. When they get to the Philadelphia shipyard, Russo doesn't say anything.
That's fine. Yeah, I would just put both of them in the file.
Claire, I just got a call from the PR office at Sandcorp saying they wanted to send a film crew to take footage of our filtration project in Botswana.
Right. They're just using that for promotional material.
Sandcorp fought us on the watershed bill.
They helped us get the filters out of South Sudan.
I thought that was the State Department.
No. You remember Remy Danton? You met him in your office right after you started working here.
The lobbyist.
I asked him for his help. We're just returning the favor.
That's all.